Hey, welcome to the Tom the Tree Man Show, and we are live. It is 7:02. Tonight we have a author, KJ Waters. She's going to be calling in about 7:15. The great thing about it is she is going to talk about, actually, Tom the Tree Man is in the book that she wrote, which I think is pretty neat. Basically, she said that they're going down to listen to the news, and they listen to the Mix Radio Network, and basically, they had Tom the Tree Man show on. So she's going to be on at 7:15 tonight, and about 8:30, we're going to have Wild and Girl on. Wild C and Girl on. There's going to be a new show coming up. She's going to explain what she does. Her show comes out in 2015. And then hoping to set up a interview next week. He wanted to come on the show tomorrow, but unfortunately we're not going to be on. Terry McDermott, which was second runner-up on The Voice. I don't know if you guys listen to The Voice or not, but he was second runner-up. And he was also Pete Klett with Candlebox. They actually have a group together. So anyway, it's called Lotus Crush. Anyway, it was pretty cool that he's going to be giving me an interview. We're going to get him on the show. Unfortunately, that's probably going to have to be taped due to the fact that his schedule is crazy. Anyway, I had a great weekend down there. Went ahead and went down there and seen Love and Theft along with DJ Dew and Joe Krause down there at the White Buffalo Saloon, which is pretty neat in Sarasota. Very nice place. It was pretty awesome. But the thing I like about it, one, they serve food, and two, it's non-smoking. And I didn't see, you can see the people with the little fake cigarettes, whatever you want to call those things. But anyway, but you didn't see no kids. I didn't see young, like teenage punk kids or anything like that. So I thought it was really good. So I want to give them a shout out. The White Buffalo Saloon. I actually did a shot with the owner, and we went on the bus and had a shot of Fireball whiskey. So, anyway, give me a call, 727-235-6330. I'm definitely going to be throwing on some songs tonight. I'm going to mix in a little country, a little bit of old master mix music. I'm going to I got some up my sleeve. I did it earlier, hoping that somebody calls in. Actually, I got a couple of texts and a couple of tweets on here. Hoping they call in. They said something about Stevie B. So we're going to be, while waiting on the call in, we're going to go ahead and throw this on real quick. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and slow that down for a minute. KJ Walters will be calling in any minute, so I'm just waiting for her to call in. If anybody has any questions for her, just to let you know, she did write in about the book. It is for pre-sale, and it does have Tom the Tree Man Show in there. It definitely does have me in there. Stand by. Welcome to the Tom the Tree Man Show. Miss Waters, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing actually excellent. Actually, I was just talking to the fans, letting them know about that little part in your book. I want to talk about your book, but I'm real excited about the part about how he's listening to it and calling in the show. So go ahead.
Yes, that was your idea last time we talked, and I thought, why not? That sounds like a great idea. Why not get your fans involved and get you in the book? So there you go.
Exactly. And hopefully that helps out with definitely the sales. So go ahead and let some of the fans. I got a lot. Actually, we probably got about maybe 30 to 40 more thousand listeners now than we did before.
Yeah.
So we picked up a lot more people. Go ahead and let them know about your book, and the floor is yours. Go ahead.
All right. Well, my book is called Stealing Time, and it is on pre-order on Amazon today. Today is the first day I put it up. It's, also, I have to do a little shout-out to my brother. It's his birthday, and I kind of put it on today as a little happy, happy birthday to you. But anyway, it is about a lady named Ronnie Andrews, and she had just moved to Florida. And Hurricane Charlie is coming. They're not sure if it's going to hit Tampa or Orlando. And so she takes her stuff and goes to her boyfriend's weather lab. He's monitoring the storm. And during the storm, she ends up going back in time to 1752 London and has no idea how she got there, has no idea how to get back, and it's kind of encounters some of the social issues of the time. She's a woman and acts different than people did back then, and so she's suspected of being a witch, and all these things happen to her, and of course she is trying the whole time to get back. And that's one of the characters.
Well, now, you were talking about there was a couple, you were talking about the little, the hurricanes and stuff like that. How does that intercept with all this, the story?
Well, okay, so the other character that's involved in this is her best, Ronnie's best friend, Stephanie McKay. And she is in Florida as well, and they're together just before the storm starts, and she goes home. And right in the middle of the hurricane, her cat gets out. And she has to go rescue him. And that starts a series of events that turn into probably the worst day ever. She has a friend over named Nick who is there helping her out. And they have a very, let's just say, a very bad day. So they're trying to, you know, survive the storm and have not everything in the world fall apart on them. And the book is a series. This is the first book in the series. And it focuses around Hurricane Charley. You all are in Florida, so you might remember that summer, in 2004, there were 5 hurricanes that hit Florida. So I have lots of room for other things to happen in the next couple novels that are coming out in a year or two.
Well, I know you got the last time we talked, you were actually ready. I knew you were on this one. You're ready to write your second one. Are you already like going into your third novel? I mean, what do you have as far as on the burner?
Well, I've written half of the second book, and I've figured out the rest of it, and it's, I think it'll go a lot faster since it's my second book. This storm is kind of the aftermath of, you know, what's happened to her and what can happen in the future, and she still doesn't understand, you know, exactly what came upon her. But there's a lot of new characters that come along, and, The next storm that hit that summer was Hurricane Francis, and it was the size of Texas, and it lasted entire Labor Day weekend. So I've had a whole lot of fun with that, with all the various things that can happen. There's a lot of time. Instead of Hurricane Charley was, you know, about maybe 3 or 4 hours long, where if you've got a 3-day weekend and the hurricane lasts the entire time, there's a lot of room to play with that. So that's the second book. And then the third book we have, Hurricane Jean, and Ivan came as well that summer. So,
Do you find yourself like you're sitting like just eating dinner and you go, oh, I got an idea. And you just get up and lay the table and your husband probably looks at you like, what the hell is your problem?
they all think I'm crazy. Yes, being a writer, you know, you get a lot of weird looks. I actually, some of the biggest plot twist. Like you're writing and you have all these ideas, and then when you catch up to where you've thought of, you kind of like pause and you're like, now what? And I usually don't come up with the idea while I'm sitting there writing. It's when I'm in the shower, I'm driving, or, you know, it just kind of pops into your head. You're like, what is the worst thing that could happen? And then, you know, you chew on that for a few days and you come up with 10 things that are even worse than that. And then finally you come up with the killer idea. And that's pretty much how I operate. And once I get that whole part figured out, then I will write that section and then I'll catch up to where that is. And then I'll have to, you know, pause again. Now, what is the worst possible thing that could happen next? And that's kind of how I write. And I've read several books that kind of teach you how to keep the suspense up and, you know, keep the reader on the edge of their seat. And that's definitely what I've done in both of the books that I've got so far.
Well, now you're doing it now, like you said, when you're driving or you're in the shower. I mean, obviously you can't have it in the shower, but as far as, do you have a tape recorder that you kind of like catch yourself driving? You're like, you know, note to self.
That's a good idea. That's too organized. Once I get that idea, then I just chew on it for a while and I'm like obsessed the whole day until I can sit down. Usually I have kids, so it's like, you can't ever get to it when you really want to. Otherwise, of course, I want to be with my kids.
Exactly.
You know, when you've got this idea, you're just dying to get down on paper. So then, you know.